53. Jesse told Molly to stay inside the hospital until he and Suit got there. "If it's the guy," she said, "he's not going to try something in broad daylight." "Humor me," Jesse said. Suit made a sweep of the visitor's parking lot once they got there, writing down license plate numbers as he did. Jesse went upstairs to Blair's floor, where he met Molly in the lounge up there. "First things first," Jesse said. "How is she?"
"The same," she said. "I talked to one of the doctors. He said it's a good thing. This is the best way for her brain to heal, if it's going to heal."
When they were back in the lobby, Jesse said, "You sure it was him?"
"Her room is only on the third floor," Molly said. "He was standing next to my car, almost like he wanted me to see him."
Jesse said they'd check it before they'd dust it with the kit in his car, to see if he'd put some kind of tracking device on it. "Most likely he just wants you to know he's here," Jesse said.
"I shot his partner," Molly said.
"We don't know for sure that he was partnered up with Carr on this thing, though," Jesse said. "But even if he is, or was, it seems like they've closed the loop on anybody who might have been a threat to the land deal. Two are dead, and one's upstairs in that room."
"But still alive," Molly said.
"Maybe she was the last loose end," Jesse said. They were in the parking lot now with Suit. Jesse got his fingerprint kit out of the back of the Explorer and told him to dust Molly's Cherokee with it. Jesse checked the car himself for any kind of bug, but couldn't find one. Then he called the chief in Marshport, Captain Mike Pearl, somebody he'd worked with in the past. He asked Pearl if he could put somebody outside Blair Richmond's room for at least a few days, explaining why. Pearl said he would. Before Captain Mike Pearl had gotten off the call, he'd told Jesse, "Holler if you need any help with that hot mess you got going on over there." Jesse told him he was considering the Marines at this point.